Evangelist Vincent, an anointed man of God who has been called to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God with clarity and to heal the sick and the oppressed.
So the Lord says, this is a powerful statement from the Lord Jesus Christ speaking right here. Verse 11, Malachi chapter 3. And I, the Lord, will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast fruit before time in the field, neither shall anything go to waste, or anything be premature and therefore wasted. Nothing shall be growing in waste, nothing you shall do in waste. Everything shall bear fruit. That's what that means, says the Lord of hosts. And I, the Lord, will rebuke the devourer for your sake. But why? Why? And this is the key. This is important. And this is, of course, the answer is in verse 10, the previous verse. Bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. That is God's kingdom, to do the work of God, to fulfill the Great Commission, to cause the gospel to go from the ends of the earth to the innermost parts of nations, everywhere, every nation in the world must be reached. And prove me now, and the work of God needs to be done. The edification of the saints, the deliverance, the healing, says the Lord of hosts. Let's recap. So the answer is, of course, in the previous verse 10. Bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, says the Lord, the kingdom of God. And prove me now herewith, challenge me, prove me, test me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to contain it. Overflowing blessing. I remind you that we spoke earlier on about Deuteronomy 28, and that the blessings of the Lord, the real blessing of God, it overtakes you. You can't even run away from it. It overtakes you. It grabs you. Hallelujah. Bit of blessing, and it overflows you. No matter how fast you run, that blessing will overtake you. Here we see an overflowing blessing. The Lord says, if you do tithing and if you give unto my kingdom, will I not open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings in that extent, in that measure, in such overflowing measure that there is not even room enough in your storehouses to contain it. It will literally overflow. You will have more than you could have ever dreamt, ever thought, ever wished for. You will have more than you know what to do with. So it will flow back into the kingdom of God. You will be able to do more for the kingdom of God, because whatsoever you do for the kingdom of God, God will purge it. The Father says, if you start bearing fruit, I will purge you, and I will make you better, and I will cause you to bear even more fruit. But that which is not bearing fruit, I will cut off, said the Lord. The same principle is here at work, and this is in perfect line with Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God. So your finances and the thinking and your mindset and your will about finances, about money, should be submit to God, totally subject to God, totally submitted to God. Tithing is 10%. Tithe means 10th. 1/10, not the last 10th, not the second 10th, not the third 10th, or the 8th, or the 9th, or the 10th, but the first 10th. That's what the tithe is. Not just the tenth, but the first tenth. The miracle is in the first. The first tenth. So the first of your income, the first of your increase, the first of your profit, the first of what comes into your hand, the first of your monetary blessings, the money that God causes you to come in, because you're subject to God, you're submitted to God. You know that everything you get is from God. Now, God says, I need the first 10% to go back into my kingdom so that there is meat in my house, there is meat in my kingdom, so that there is money to be able to do the work of God, the evangelization of the world, world evangelism, the preaching of the gospel to the uttermost parts of the world, the great commission, which is the will of God. Now, this slots in perfectly and it is totally in a line with doing the will of God and fearing God and walking in the fear of God. Because is your mindset to do the will of God or to do the will of yourself? The true blessing, and you can study and you can look, and I know it from my own ministry, because those that partner with my ministry, especially those that are tithing or just partnering in another form, but they are partnering, or some partner more than their tithe is, but it's the will of God. It's understanding the will of God. It's loving God to the extent where you will actually seek the kingdom of God first and his righteousness before anything else, so that you literally don't have to worry about anything else ever again. And remember verse 11, when you tithe, when you give the first tenth of your income, your profit, your increase, what comes into your hand in monetary means, in money, you, the first tenth, before you spend anything else, before you give to anybody else, before you pay rent, before you pay mortgage, before you buy food, before you pay car bills, before you buy fuel, before anything else, you give 10%, the first 10%, the tithe, the first tenth, to the kingdom of God, so that the will of God continues. And the will of God is for none to perish, but for all to come to repentance. And how will they do that unless they hear the gospel? And how will they hear the gospel unless there is a preacher? And how will the preacher be there unless he is sent? I am one of those evangelists. I go around the world preaching the gospel for Jesus Christ. This is about soul winning. This is about fulfilling the will of God, the heart wish of God. Not my wish, not your wish, but God's wish. Hallelujah. It's about time that each and every one in the body of Christ will get in a line with what God really wants. We want things for ourselves. It's natural. It's normal. But first, we have to do what God wants us to do. And first, we have to make God's wish, God's desire. We make that first. We make sure that that is going on, that that is being fulfilled, that the Father is happy, that the Father is rejoicing in Jesus' holy name. That the blood shed on the cross, the preaching of the gospel, the preaching Jesus Christ crucified and resurrected, happens in every nation in the world. And there is tons and tons and tons of work to be done, because the world hasn't heard the gospel. There are billions and billions of people that have never once heard the gospel. They need to hear the gospel. This is the will of God. So, 2 Peter 3:9, the will of God is for none to perish, but for all to come to repentance. The will of God is the Great Commission. Matthew 28, Mark 15, the Great Commission. This gospel shall be preached. Matthew 24:14, and this gospel shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Your finances must be submitted to God, and you will prosper like you've never experienced, like you could never thought. Tithe through partnership with my ministry, or partner in another. If you're already tithing somewhere, pray about it. Are you tithing on good ground? Is the will of God being done? Are you seeing the effect in your life? I know for a fact that those that partner with me and those that tithe with me, which is the Lord's ministry, are seeing tremendous miracles and increase. They are flowing in the blessing and the power of God. Tremendous testimonies. Tithing, giving the first tenth, not the second, not before you pay this, before you pay that, before you pay the other. Not before you pay rent, mortgage, car, fuel, petrol, groceries, insurances. Before anything else, this is making God first. Say, no, I first give back to God. The tithe belongs to God. It's not belonging to you. I have a teaching available that is the tithe, and that is 1 hour on the tithe. It will absolutely rock your boat. It will bless you. It will just give you revelation like never before. I can't go into everything right now, but what you must do straight away is begin to tithe. Because if you don't tithe, verse 9, you're cursed with a curse. And what is that curse? Is that you have not given the Lord the right to rebuke the devourer for your sake. And let me say that again, because this is very important. I don't want to sound like I'm preaching. I'm really teaching here. I'm explaining the word of God to you. If you do not tithe, give the first tenth, that what belongs to God, you're giving it back to God, into the kingdom of God, so that there's finances in the kingdom of God to do the will of God, the preaching of the gospel, the evangelization of the world. And of course, with healing and deliverance, signs and wonders following. If you do not do that, then you are cursed with a curse, because you have not given the Lord the right to rebuke the devourer for your sake. Now, there are some people that disagree with that, but they are the minority. And they don't understand spiritual warfare. They don't even understand Satan. And I'll tell you one thing, they have never cast a demon out of anybody. Talk is cheap. It has to be backed up with the anointing and with the signs and wonders of God following. The casting out of devils, the restoration of souls, the healing of brokenhearted, the salvation, and all these signs that God uses to confirm His word. Now, Jesus said, I will rebuke the devourer. He said, so if you do that, if you tithe, then I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes. If you don't do it, Satan will have a right, that's that curse, to attack you. Not just your finances, but everything. The tithe is the protection. The tithe is causing the Lord to have the right, and it's all about legalities, the right to rebuke the devourer for your sake. Remember Deuteronomy, the blessing, the your enemies, they will flee before you 7 ways. Hallelujah. This is it. But you've got to enable, you've got to give the right to the Lord to rebuke the devourer in you initiate that, you bring that whole thing into process by tithing and by continuing to tithe. That is 1/10. That is the first 10% of your profit, of your increase, of your income, basically. What comes in, whether it comes in, whatever, no matter where it comes from. If it's a salary, if it's a pension, if it's an inheritance, if it's a benefit, if it's a state subsidiary. Money is money. Whatever comes into you, 10%, the first 10% belongs to the Lord. If you keep it, the whole amount, the whole substance, the whole 100% is cursed. And Satan will have the ability, basically a gap or a hole in that hedge, in that fence, to come and steal, kill, and destroy. Close it. Begin tithing now. If you're not tithing already, or if you're not tithing in fruitful ground, because tithing is enabling the will of God to be done. Some people tithe and don't see anything happening. But have they prayed? Have you prayed? Are you tithing where you are being fed, where you are being healed, where you're being delivered, where you're being encouraged, where you're being empowered, and where that ministry is preaching the gospel to the uttermost parts of the world, and where people are getting saved, doing the will of God, making the Father happy, making the Lord Jesus Christ happy, making the Holy Ghost happy. He rejoices, and all of heaven rejoices over the one sinner that repents. Imagine how much joy you bring to the Father, the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost, and the whole of heaven. When you partner, or when you tithe or partner with my ministry that causes salvation by the multitudes around the world. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you like it is, because I'm honest. And I'm telling you straight from the Holy Word of God, teaching you, because I don't want to, because God don't want to see you suffer anymore. Your finances, this is where the devil tries to deceive the Christians. Oh, don't give your money. Oh, see, it's about money. Oh, it's all about money. The devil knows how to play that mind game, the money blame, the money blame game. But Jesus talks about money all the time. He talks about finances. And you know what? He's teaching you, as he's teaching you right now through me from the Word of God, how you will prosper and how you will see victory upon victory, and how you will see that the Lord is rebuking the devourer for your sake, and that the enemies will flee before you seven ways, that you will truly walk in the blessing of the Lord, and that you will truly have the blessing of the Lord overtake you and be poured out from heaven, from open windows, that there is no room enough in your storehouse to contain it. Hallelujah! Praise be to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. This is the blessing of the Lord. Praise God. Now we are getting somewhere. Praise God. Hallelujah. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. So keep that in mind. When we seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, we seek to do his will. When we submit to God, and when we make all of everything about a subject to God, including our finances, we are seeking the heart of God, and we want to seek the will of God fulfilled. God's heartbeat is all about souls. God, he's desperate to save souls. There's people that have not heard. You got saved because you heard the gospel. How will all those other people get saved if they don't hear the gospel? And how will they hear the gospel unless there's a preacher? And how will the preacher be there unless he is sent? How will the evangelist go to the uttermost parts of the world, to the nations like India, where the gospel has by far not penetrated more than 80% or so at the time of this recording? How will they hear? How will they hear? How will God's will be done? We have our will, but that will needs to be subject to God. And I tell you one thing, come in alignment. Come in alignment with your tithe. Come in alignment with partnership. Come in alignment with the anointing. And let's and do the will of God. Let the will of God be done. And my goodness, this is the proof right here. The things that you wanted, the things that you had desire for, that it will come to you in such an overflowing measure that you'll have enough and more than enough of it. Hallelujah. There is no room for poverty in the kingdom of God. The devil doesn't like that. He wants Christians and religious people to believe that they should suffer. No, you should not suffer. You should surely not suffer spiritually. You should surely not suffer in any way, shape, or form. And you should not suffer financially. That is not the will of God. The devil is the one who comes only to steal, to kill, and destroy. It's not Jesus that comes to destroy, that comes to cause harm. The Lord said, "Neither have I come to condemn you, but that you might have life." Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. This is what needs to be heard across the world. That whosoever believes on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I have not sent my son, the Father says, I have not sent my son to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Hallelujah. That the world through Jesus might be saved. Together, we will make that happen. Together, we will make that happen. Do not ignore this teaching. Do not ignore this instruction. This is all praise the Lord, somebody. Hallelujah. Now I know you're going to get excited, and more and more and more and more shall be coming.
Bishop, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Jesus has come to seek and save that which is lost.
I will set them free from darkness, say the Lord, if my people allow me to create in them a new heart. Listen now, how much do you want Jesus? What are you willing to surrender to him? Power! Power! Fire!
The words of Jesus, I am the resurrection, I am the life. You are going to know Jesus Christ personally.
His judgment of sin, he laid it upon his own son, Jesus Christ, so that we could go free.
Go home safe. Born again of the Spirit of God. Keep me in this field, because together and only together we can do it for Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. And I need your help.